You're listening to Radio Catskill. This is your community radio station. Here we are in the midst of All Things Considered. We have our first interview today, checking in with Wayne County and to find out more about what's going on over there. We're going to talk with Mary. I forgot to ask you off air, how do I pronounce your last name properly?
Urshick.
Urshick. Okay. Mary Urshick, director with the Wayne County Area on Aging. And we've got some news to share, people, about your offices reopening. But first, you know, it's been 3 months. The coronavirus first struck Pennsylvania, and in those 3 months, signs of normalcy are returning. People are heading back to work, dining in at restaurants, getting long-awaited haircuts. And the question, before we even get into how the seniors are doing, for me, is just how are things going overall in Wayne County? How is the reopening process and being green going for you and the people you see around you?
Well, I think everyone's still being very cautious, even though we're in green right now. But I think with the weather being so nice and being able to just be outside and kind of see everyone from a distance and maybe enjoy some outside restaurants, I think everyone in Wayne County is being cautious but having a good time.
Okay, and so then specifically then, moving on, how are folks doing in the Office of the Aging?
Well, it's been an interesting 3 months. We actually did remain open, as did the rest of Wayne County, as you know, but we were, of course, had a major change in how we were doing business. A lot of our staff have been working remotely, and we started, very proactively back in March to want to make sure that our seniors were safe, because they are a high-risk demographic with this horrible virus that we have to deal with right now. So we wanted to take every precaution to keep our seniors safe. So what we did was we did suspend activities at all three of our senior centers, and we did have to suspend activities at our adult daily living center. And we did try to offer some alternatives at that time. We did start drive-through meals right away. So each day at all three of our senior centers, people could come through the drive-through and get a meal. And we also started to do some Facebook exercise classes, and we were calling and checking in with all of our participants on a regular basis. So we changed the way we were doing things, but we were actually very, very, very busy throughout the whole entire 3 months that we were technically shut down, but not really.
Okay, and so what's going to start happening next week now?
So next week, on Monday, we are opening our three centers for business, as well as our adult daily living center. Now, what we've been doing over the past couple weeks is getting ready for that. Ever since we found out that we were going green, we started putting our plans into place. And we wanted to offer some alternatives, because we have heard from some of our seniors that they don't want to return yet because they want to wait until it's safe, perhaps until there's a vaccine. So we are still going to offer those drive-through meals and Facebook chair exercise classes for those who don't want to come into the center yet. We totally understand, and you know, everyone has different comfortability levels and risk factors that they have to consider. So we're really trying to offer different methods of participation for everyone. But on Monday, we will be able to reopen for lunch and some of our activities at the three centers. But we do have to encourage everyone, of course, to put in a reservation, because we can only have a certain amount of people at each center based on how many square foot we have in the center. That determines how many people can be in there. So, and we have our tables and chairs rearranged so that we're complying with all the social distancing.
What are some services that you used to provide that you won't be able to at this time?
Well, it's going to be difficult to do certain things that we used to do, anything like cards, because we won't be able to sanitize those, and it often involves touching each other's cards if you're, you know, depending on what game you're playing. So we decided we're not going to do any card games right now. We are still going to do our dance classes, but everyone will just have to be a little more spread out than usual. We are going to be phasing back in bingo in a couple weeks. Of course, bingo is probably our most popular thing at all three centers, so we do want to phase that back in a few weeks, but we're probably going to use paper cards and blotters instead of the reusable cards and the shared markers that we had in the past. So
right.
we are going to still bring bingo back in a couple weeks, but it's going to be a little bit different.
So, and that makes sense to use the disposable materials. So there must be a lot of little things like that that you're encountering as you look to go back to providing some more services. You say, oh, well, we could do this, but then we would have to do that. There's, what's been the most surprising thing that you've had to change?
Well, you know, sadly, we had to think about the coffee. We always have coffee out for anyone to help themselves, but we decided we're not going to do that right away. And we're going to be using a lot of disposable plates and silverware for right now, which normally we wouldn't want to do that, but we felt it was the best for right now to do more disposable and single-serve milk containers, anything like that. So we're taking every precaution. So, yeah, no, there's not going to be coffee out on the table right now because we just thought that would be a little bit concerning and worrisome. And we're going to be doing a health screening when people come into the center, just of course, asking that they not come to the center if they're ill or exhibiting any symptoms or have been exposed in any way. We're just going to ask that they not come into the center for the time being.
Right, which is the same thing that we're hearing from, for instance, the recycling center reopened in Wayne. That's the same sort of thing they're saying there. It's just the common sense stuff. If you're not feeling well, this is not the time to be around other people. So
right, and it's even more so for the senior population.
Yeah.
Again, with them being at high risk, if you're feeling off whatsoever, get to the doctor, call your doctor, and just stay home. That's the best thing you can do.
Have you had to help people a lot with that sort of thing of just making sure that they know what to do when, or even that they know the seriousness of what's happening? I find, like, with members of my own family who are losing parts of their memory, like, it's been a bit of a challenge trying to remind them that, no, there is this pandemic. There's things that you have to do if you go out.
There's just different levels of understanding throughout the aging population, just like anything else. Some of them are on Facebook and watching the news and keeping abreast of what's going on, and others, when this all started, they didn't really even know that this was happening because they just, they hadn't seen the news, they hadn't researched what was going on. So I think we've been trying to distribute the education as best we can, and making sure, we've had a lot of fabric masks donated to us. So when we give those out, we also give out the paperwork that talks about why they're important to wear the mask and when to wear them and how to wash them, that sort of thing. So whenever we do something like that, if we can educate, and we're hoping that we can have some speakers come into the center sooner rather than later just to talk about all the precautions. As of right now, we have a lot of signs up throughout all three of the centers, that little like picture aids about the social distance, wearing the mask, washing your hands, staying home if you're not feeling well, all of the things that we've been hearing, but it's just a little nice visual reminder. So we have quite a lot of signs throughout all three of the centers too.
One, even though the agencies and offices all have different names, and I must say, I misspoke earlier. I think I said Wayne County Office for Aging, but it's Wayne County Area Agency on Aging. And I think that triple A alliteration is something you guys do in PA, because I think that's what Pikes is called as well in Pike County Area Agency on Aging.
Yep, triple A's. Yep.
But in whether it was Pike County, Sullivan County, Delaware County, one of the immediate impacts of seniors needing shelter in place was the needs of their nutrition being met. The congregate meal sites had shut down. Are you still involved with keeping an eye on how the senior population is being fed now? Is that something that your agency is still working on? And can you tell us anything about how they're doing in that regard?
Yes, I think that's been one of the biggest things that we've been working on throughout this whole time. We actually did, like I said, do the drive-through meals, but of course not everyone drives. So then certain people, we switched over to our home delivered meal program. So we have a very large meal program as it is, and anyone during this time that needed those meals, we made sure they were either able to come through the drive-through or get them delivered. We also tried to walk through some people through the process of getting their groceries delivered. A lot of our local grocery stores really stepped up with doing delivery, and we kind of made sure we all had like an ongoing list of which restaurants are doing delivery, which grocery stores are doing delivery, so that we could pass that out to our seniors so that they could get whatever they needed and no one was going to be hungry. And, you know, of course, if push comes to shove, we were delivering the food pantry out to people if they needed that as well, kind of leaving it on the porch to keep our staff safe but still making sure they got their food.
Okay, and I appreciate you answering so many questions. I just keep throwing them at you, but this is great getting this update on how everybody's doing and what you've been doing for them. As you were helping connect people with food, I don't know if you were encountering people one-on-one, but how have they been doing during the pandemic just in terms of how their spirits are doing, you know, the emotional well-being, if you could just judge anecdotally?
I've seen some sad faces through this time. It's really social isolation is a big issue with the seniors, and especially in such a rural area like Wayne County. We live in this beautiful rural county, but it can be lonely for some seniors that don't have close neighbors or family. So I think that's something we've been trying to, you know, check in frequently over the phone so that we can make sure everyone's doing okay and having some contact with the outside world and not just staying at home and being concerned and not wanting to go anywhere. So we do a lot of phone calls. Like I said, we do the Facebook exercise classes, which has worked well for a lot of people, but not everyone has the computer or has Facebook. So, but that was just something we thought of as one way to try to combat and keep people moving with the exercise. But we also have our newsletter, and we sent out a lot of strategies, you know, different things you can do during this time, whether it's scrapbooking, getting a hobby, doing a craft, and you know, anything like that just to keep busy. But I think it's been rough for the seniors, especially with the social isolation.
Yeah, I bet. And we're going to have to go here in like another minute. But what else do you want us to know? Any other things happening that you want us to know about? Anything that we missed?
Well, I do want to mention a couple things. Right now we're doing our farmer market voucher program for seniors. So that's something that's going on right now, that if anyone, for the one-person income limit is $23,606 a year, and the two-person income limit is $31,894 a year. So those individuals will be eligible for those farmer market vouchers that can be used at most of the local farmer markets to get some fresh vegetables. And it's just something extra available to seniors once a year. So they should definitely call our office, 570-253-4262, to talk about the senior farmer market vouchers. And then another thing that I did want to mention was tax preparation, because when the height of this happened, we were in the process of having our local AARP was doing tax preparation for free for seniors at our centers. And of course, we had to very suddenly terminate those. We did receive word, unfortunately, that the AARP is not rescheduling the free tax prep that they normally do for seniors. So that's going to put some people in a bind, because I know they did extend the filing deadlines, but it's getting close. I believe it's July 15th that it was extended to. So unfortunately, we're not able to do tax prep this year. So I did want to kind of get the word out about that, because, of course, at this point, you're going to have to make some alternate arrangements to either file your taxes or get an extension.
Okay, that's definitely something we want to make sure people know. And just again, on those farm market vouchers, is that something that once someone applies for them, if they have somebody who's going out to do their shopping for them, will they be able to utilize those to pick up the fresh vegetables for the seniors?
Yes, they are allowing your proxy, whoever does your shopping for you, to use your vouchers on your behalf.
Oh, that's great. Well, that was good news. Good to know. And again, your number, was that 253 number?
Yep, 570-253-4262 is our number. You know, we have a wide variety of services here. I wouldn't be able to even get into everything, but we're open for business, taking new intakes for cases. Of course, we also do elder abuse investigations here, and we're always available 24/7 for reports of elder abuse. If that's something that you're aware of, we ask you to call those reports into our office as well.
Okay.
And we do have our Adult Daily Living Center, which is it's not a senior center. It's actually for people that need more one-on-one supervision, and perhaps they live with a family member that works during the day. They can come to the center and have supervision during the day, as well as their medication would be given to them, and they even have showering facilities there at the Adult Daily Living.
All right. Well, thank you again for letting us all know this. And I'll just remind everybody again that you're online. People can go through the county website at waynecountypa.gov, or the phone number for the Wayne Area Agency on Aging is 570-253-4262. That's 253-4262. Mary Ersik, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and telling us all this great stuff.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right, great. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
This is Radio Catskill, where your community radio station is WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. Thank you so much for listening today. That's just the first hour of All Things Considered. We got two more hours of national news as well as more local interviews, so stay tuned.